It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and ink stains that have dried upon some line. It keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Oh, the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard roughened in coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Granddaughter went to school. She goes to school in Tryon, Tennessee. She got up in class and she told how that her papa drives her mamaw around the country in a great big silver bus so she can shop. And this has caused me a little bit of confusion and complication in as much as I've had to come up with a job description to suit the other grandchildren who want to know why, when everybody else in the place goes to work, that Papa, when he's not out on the road, just lays on the couch in front of the television set. So here I am, 55-year-old, semi-bald hoofer, come up with a job description, which says that I spent the biggest part of my life attempting to learn to play the two most despised instruments in one of the world's most universally unpopular styles of music, polkas being the other. This old boy jumped up the other night, he said, "Don't forget about bagpipe music." Anyway, we decided after all this time it's probably just as well this music never does ever become any more popular than it is, because if it ever does, we just have to share it with a whole lot of people we don't know. And right now, not only do we all know each other, but there's a good chance that a lot of us are related.